Cutting growth forecasts, emerging market debt takes off, and the return of the Cold War. I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, July 21st. First, this week's calendar. We'll get the Consumer Price Index report on Tuesday. The consensus of economists' guesstimates is that the June number will be up 0.3%. Existing home sales figures for June come out on Tuesday as well, with expectations that the number will show a 2% increase in existing home sales. New home sales are another matter. That comes out on Thursday. Expectations are that that number will decline by 5.8% for June. And for President Obama this week, it's off to a couple of fundraisers in California in the middle of the week. On Friday, Obama meets with the presidents of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, some of the murder capitals of the world and the places from which the border kids are coming. On Capitol Hill, it's hearings on Iraq, Veterans Affairs, and cruise ship safety. Well, we've had 68 months now of the Fed's ferocious money printing and zero interest rate policies, and after all that time, economists are now falling all over themselves to cut their forecasts for growth in the U.S. economy. In the first quarter of this year, the economy actually shrank, as you know, at a 2.9% annualized rate. And now a Wall Street Journal survey of economists shows a consensus guesstimate for 2014 growth of only 1.6% for the year. That's down from 2.2% that they were expecting just a month ago. In fact, it's off more than a percent from earlier in the year when they were calling for 2.7% to 2.8% growth this year. But now it looks like they believe it's going to come in way lower, at 1.6%. Nationally, housing starts in June were off 9.3%, and then there is the little matter of the loss of more than 500,000 full-time jobs last month as full-time employment gives way in America to part-time jobs. Now, does anybody not living off the fat of Wall Street want to give this crew another 68 months at the helm? Meanwhile, Janet Yellen at the head of the Fed has dismissed evidence of price inflation as mere statistical noise. Noise, huh? Try telling that to chocoholics. Hershey's has announced an 8% increase in the wholesale price of its chocolate. Emerging market debt issuance skyrocketed in the first half of the year, we find, up to $70 billion. That is a 54% jump over the first half of last year. Central bank policies of financial repression prevent the real risk of much of that debt from being reflected in real market interest rates. And that's how bubbles happen. Meanwhile, the world and the markets and all of us are still watching as the news and the evidence comes in and gets sorted out about the Malaysia Airlines passenger jet brought down over Ukraine. On CNN Sunday, Senator Dianne Feinstein acknowledged that Russia and the U.S. are now at Cold War levels. Major international incidents always carry the threat of breaking into the economic realm with trade wars. That's always a risk of being ignited by these big geopolitical tragedies. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.